Hey guys, it's Josh here with a late night, Friday night impromptu podcast for the Secret Members podcast. I haven't done one yet, and I thought I probably should jump in here before Sarah just owns the whole feed. And it's actually got something to do with what I'm trying to do right now online. I've got a wedding in America in January. Looks like I'm not going to be able to get there. So I'm just trying to find an officiant or a celebrant that might be able to fill in for me. I've got a few friends in America that I'm contacting, but just I thought I'd just do a quick search and just see what the old see what the interwebs threw up for me. And I just wanted to share with everyone the results that I'm getting, but also kind of direct it back on you, because everything that these guys are guilty of, you're guilty of as well. So first of all, everyone's got these terrible profile photos. So I'm on directories like on the Knot or Wedding Wire, that kind of thing. And they've got photos of couples, like people they've married. They've got photos of flowers, arbors, rings. They've got photos of them in ceremonies. They've got selfies. And that's all cool. We know that you're a celebrant. But give me a photo of you. I want to see a profile photo. I want to see a headshot photo. There's one guy here who's got this like awfully edited, like color-graded sepia tone photo, like he's put it in a really bad Instagram filter. One girl here is obviously, age becomes us, you know, so she's got the full, like it's all blurry, you know, like she's obviously, it's an old photo. People have got photos of their logos, that kind of thing. When you're sitting in a directory listing, we just want to see your beautiful face. Get a good photo. Get a photographer to make a good photo of you so that you can actually be you in the photo on the directory. The other thing is everyone's got these like cool names, you know. One's called Pop the Vows and Touches of Elegance and all these things. Like, just give me your bloody name. We just want to know your name so that we can look for you. So get a good photo. Just pay a local photographer. Like that, what a great way to network. And they'll share your photos. Say, hey, I took a photo of the celebrant. Here's a hot photo I made. And they give you a bit of a boost. You get hot photos. Pay them money. But then call yourself your name. Just use your bloody name. It's crazy. The other thing is that they go on and on and on about all these things that people don't really care about when they're looking for a celebrant or officiant. They just want to know who you are. And then you have to start talking about, like, what makes you different. Like, we know you're an officiant in Orlando or whatever, or full service. And none of that means anything. It's all marketing BS. This is a call to you and our friends to just be you. Think about the whole customer journey and just know that you are marketing you. You're not marketing an extra brand of you. Like, I know it's cool to have brands, but you might have noticed my brand lately. I've just gone back to just Josh Withers. Can't change my Facebook page name because it's bloody Facebook, but I'm just going to Josh Withers. That's who I am. Brands are cool. If you've got a brand, be a brand. Like, do you. But just recognize that people see you as a person. They don't see you as a corporation. They just want to know you. They don't want to know region name best celebrant, Gold Coast best celebrant, or whatever. Like, that's all just search engine jargon. But you're not trying to marry a search engine. You're trying to marry couples. People that are getting married, they're having a wedding, and they want to book a celebrant. Just be you. It's okay to be you.